Welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International. Tonight is my accountability group that I am actually emceeing, and I have a special guest speaker joining this group tonight, Dr. Shereen Van Wagner, who's going to talk a little bit about corporate tonight. And I wanted to record this accountability training because a lot of doctors are asking the same question, you know, how do I more or less kick the doors in on corporate? So Shereen's joined us tonight, and I recorded this accountability group. And this is for everybody to listen into, and she's got a bit of a special offer at the end that we wanted everybody to have access to. So, Dr. Shereen, welcome and thank you for joining our group tonight.
Great to be here. I'm excited.
All right. So, Shereen, I sort of just open this up with regards to the question I get from a lot of doctors is, you know, Dr. Mike, screens are one thing on the meet and greet, but, you know, the other aspect is getting at companies, getting corporations, and it seems like the old cold call, it's long and tedious, although it works. It's a hard way to, you know, get into companies. And you've had a lot of experience with regards to your, using your presence and your knowledge to get into companies and get into companies from the aspect of your core performance. So I really want you to take this call with regards to really talk about your experience and what you not only sort of access these companies, but how you went about and got so many patients from it as well.
Sounds great. Well, you know, there's many different aspects or ways that you can get into corporate and many different offerings that you can go into the companies with. So what I really try and express to doctors is it really does start with who you are in the practice. Many times you will get your leads from patients who are within the practice, or you could go the cold call role, or you can send out mailings. And with a cold call role as well as the mailings, I find that you get maximum a 1% return on that response back, and that's if you're doing really well. There's not much response that you get. I have noticed that we did receive more response if we get an email list and we are sending out exciting things to the different companies. That's kind of the easy way out, but it's still going to be much smaller than if you actually talk to your current patients, as well as if you actually hosted an event, what I call an HR event, where you gather different companies together in one room because you know that they are looking for services for wellness. And what it does is it actually establishes you as a wellness expert when you're putting on an event and they're actually paying to come to the event. So there are a couple of different avenues or ways that you can go into corporations to get in contact. But the biggest thing that I try and explain to doctors is you really have to know what it is that you want to get out of corporate. Some people want to go in and they want to do just a lecture. They want to be in and they want to be out. I don't truly consider this to be corporate wellness. To me, corporate wellness is going to be when you're going into a company, you're actually providing services that is going to change the way that their company functions. It's going to make sure they're living healthy lifestyles. And then you have a continuous feeding system of new patients. Because when you go into a company and you're doing the one-stop shop, is what I call it, where you're doing, you know, the one-hit wonder where there's a lecture that you're giving, you can get a few clients or a few patients from that. But when you leave, it's just like a screening. There's not going to be the availability to really follow up with a lot of people to get that continual flow of new patients. So I always try and, you know, ask doctors, what is it that you're looking for? Are you looking for a quick and easy, or are you looking for a long-term relationship? And when you're looking for a long-term relationship, that's truly where you not only have more success with getting new patients, but you're also going to have more success with getting the yeses from companies. I always view the person that you talk to, which is normally going to be your HR person, they are the person who's almost like the mother of the company. They want to take care of their company. They want to take care of their employees. So they're going to be looking for someone who has that same interest in mind. And many times the reason why cold calls often don't work is because they are hounded by salespeople every single day. So, you know, it's kind of like that person walking up into your office, you know, to your practice with a clipboard in hand. And the first thing I do is I turn around, I walk to the back, and I tell my front office manager, take care of it, because I'm not talking to anyone during patient hours. And they feel the same way. But if I find that someone has a good cause or they're really trying to, you know, help our my practice or help me in some way, you know, the whole WIFM type of of belief system, what's in it for me, then it's going to completely change the roles. So, you know, when you do contact companies or you're reaching out to them via email or social media or anything else, you really want to give something that's going to be helping them. Think of any type of product that you buy. You really see the benefits of what that product can do for you. And that's what makes people buy. It's emotion, and it's also, you know, really grasping at their needs. So that's where I suggest to doctors to really take almost like a parental type of approach to this, thinking of what would make you, you know, want to offer something to your kids or your family. Same thing with a company. Okay, what would make me feel safe or comfortable to offer this to my company? I know that they're in good hands. That's going to be a huge difference with selling corporate programs. Now, one of the things that you need to understand when going into corporate is to really have a variety of services that you can offer. You know, where there's many different things on the menu that you can order, that means everyone's going to be happy. When you only have one thing, chances are is that 50% of the clients are not going to want you because you don't have what they're looking for. So some of the main key factors that you need to have when going into corporate is you need to have a nutritional component, which means that you need to be able to address their nutritional needs. I do that with program as well as, you know, teaching them different steps throughout email as well as lectures of how to get healthy. And we actually have these lectures that, you know, we offer through our corporate training that we give to doctors when they do the corporate training. So it's not something that doctors have to come up with the information on their own and, you know, recreate the wheel. I've done all this for them. So it's definitely something that is available. Also, you need to have a fitness component because one of the biggest complaints that companies have is that their employees are lethargic, they're out of shape, they're overweight. It costs them money. Now, in the U.S., it costs them with healthcare costs, but there's many other costs that companies do suffer from, you know, that really, you know, they cost the company a lot of money and they affect the way that the employees perform. So when you have that their productivity is lower, then what ends up happening is it's actually lost money for the company. So they want to find something that is a solution that all of their employees, now I really stress that word all, because you can't take something that's going to be very extreme into a company and expect every single one of the employees to be able to do it. So it has to be something where, you know, it's going to be manageable with every single employee, no matter what their condition or what shape they're in. So a fitness component is going to be very important. And then lastly, you want to have something where there's online access. That is not an absolute necessity, but it's really going to reach your reach because you will be able to offer services to even the largest of companies. You could have a company with 10,000 people and be able to offer a service to every single one of their employees, even if they're far away. So those are the services that you definitely want to have when going into corporate. And, you know, this is extremely important to understand because I do find that doctors, they go into, you know, this type of situation where they're like, okay, I can offer you a wellness program, but then their bag of tricks is empty. And they don't really have anything outside of chiropractic to offer. So, you know, there's two different ways that you can go about it. You can go in with chiropractic only, or you can go in and you can truly change their lifestyle and then have a feeder system that is constantly referring people back to your practice. You know, our experience was from our corporate accounts, I got over 200 new patients just from my corporate programs because we created that relationship. And I know if I only would have done lectures, there's no way that I would have gotten that many new patients from it.
So, Shereen, if I can just interject here, the old calling a company and, hey, I've got some, you know, great talks on, you know, on, say, nutrition and energy and detox. I'd love to come and speak to your company. That's not working. So you're saying if I go in with nutrition, fitness, and more of a corporate program, how would you approach, how would you get in contact, what would be your kick in the door? How do you now approach these companies to get in to really deliver the goods and let them know about your program?
Well, you know, Mike, I wouldn't what I usually start with is you start with experience, right? That's the biggest thing. You have to absolutely own this and show that you have experience doing it. Now, we don't have experience when we first start, right? You always have to start with nothing, and but you have to give the appearance that you've done this 1,000 times before. That is the number one thing. But also, if you have a relationship with a person, it's going to increase your chances significantly. Or if you're placed in a position where you are the expert, it's going to increase your chances significantly. Otherwise, you want to have a referral. So I never do cold calling. I don't. I can't tell you the last time that I actually made a cold call to a company. It's just, it's not what I do. I found that it was wasted time and wasted energy. Generally, what I will do is the first thing I suggest for doctors to do is either A, hold an HR event, or B, what you can do is you can actually access your patients and really talk to them about it. But one thing that you have to understand when accessing your patients is if you are sending the improper message in your practice and you are not a wellness doctor, you're a pain-based doctor, and all they know that you're about is only the chiropractic and that you don't really, you know, look into anything else besides that is how are you feeling today? Okay, you adjust them, they leave, and you're not about their entire health, it's going to be very hard for you to convince them that you are the go-to person for wellness. So I think that that is the biggest thing is shifting it in the practice.
Okay. So from your experience, was it mostly accessing patients then, or was it more, did you put on an HR event and you brought these people out?
No, I did not do an HR event for patients. What I did was we did mailings. I got a list from we have a local SHRM group. And I'm sure that you guys have these in Canada. I've spoke to you as well as Natalie Beauchamp, and you guys have indicated different groups that you have that where all HR people go in Canada. I cannot remember the name right now. I know that I have it in my PowerPoints and things. I just cannot pull it off the top of my head. Do you know what that group is by any chance, Mike?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I know what you're talking about.
Or you can do like the Better Business Bureau type thing or Chamber of Commerce. I mean, I know you guys have all those things. And if you get a contact list from them, then that's where you have access to all the contact information of the HR managers. And that's who you're going to want to contact. A lot of times people ask me, well, shouldn't I be contacting the CEO, or the CFO because they're in charge of the money? And you need to understand what their role is. CFO is to not spend money. That's what their job is to do. Their job is to save money and to not spend money. The HR person is to take care of the employees. A CFO is going to have the personality type of a very analytical, you're going to have to prove absolutely everything, and they're going to want to know the nuts and bolts, give me the numbers, give me the hard facts. And when it comes to wellness, there really are no absolute facts. There's a lot of gray areas. There's tons of studies that show it, but there's not, okay, if you add 1 + 1 = 2. Nothing is that concrete and clear. So when you go to an HR person, you show them that you care about them, how you're going to change it, your experience, and that's where you're going to shift. So that's who you would want to invite to your event. But you have to definitely make the shift in your practice first, or you have to put yourself in the position of the HR specialist or the wellness specialist for this HR event.
Got it.
And some great ways you can do that is if you do wellness in your practice, you can actually send out some of the success stories to the local companies and say, this is what we're seeing. We would love to make the shift in your company.
So when you look,
and that was one of the ways that I started.
Okay, so that's basically what you had done. And how did your first companies approach you then? What was the initial workings of accessing your first company?
The first companies, one was one of my patients. And she worked for the largest hospital system in the U.S., which seems kind of strange. She was a nurse, and that's who my first client was. And the reason why she approached me was because we were doing wellness programs in our practice. And she was one of my first patients to do the program. And when she saw how it helped her and changed her life, that's when she wanted to bring it into her company. The other companies that followed her, they were done through the HR event, and then on top of that, I had that referral. So all it takes is just one. And that's where you can use, you know, my experience or whatever. If you use the same programs I use, you can say, you know, we've been in this many companies. We've done this. We've had this experience. And that's where it definitely gives you a little bit more leverage than if you're starting off from scratch.
And what happened next, Shereen? How did you get, at the time, your TA program, which is now your CP, how did that transpire? Can you walk the doctors through the steps on what was next?
Absolutely. The first thing is to get in the door and get the meeting. And I find that the easiest way to do that would be the HR event, if I can make any suggestions. So what you have is you have the appointment. Once you're in the door, it's your account to lose. You know, like you already have that account. It's just because they're interested. Now it's just up to you to keep it. So once you're in the door, the very first thing that you need to do is stop, sit back, and ask questions. And this is absolutely essential because it's not about you selling your product. It's about you finding out how you can help them. And so you have to look at it from that perspective. Think of a new patient who walks into your practice. The first thing you want to do is you want to understand where is the pain, what is going on with them, and then you show with absolute certainty that you are going to be able to help them, and then you're going to, you know, exceed their expectations. And then any type of, you know, mentality that you need to change or shift to guide them in the correct direction of seeing the bigger picture, you can then do that. But the first thing you do is sit back, you ask questions. So you brought me here today. So then that's my first thing I said. You brought me here today. What is it that you, why is it that you are looking into wellness programs? I want to establish that it was them who invited me into their business, not that I was asking for their business. Okay? You switch the roles instantaneously when you walk in the door. It has to be about them wanting and needing you right away. The next thing that you do is you ask what they have done in the past with wellness. What was their experience?
And if it worked, right?
Okay, yeah. What was their experience with it? So how did that turn out for you? Did you have good success with that? And act like you're excited that they tried something. You don't want it to be a competition. You know, it was the person who you're talking to is most likely who put the, you know, whatever programs in place, in the, you know, there. So you don't want to be insulting that person. You say, okay, great. Well, what was your experience that? What was your feedback from the employees? Was this successful? Was it not? And they say, no, it tanked. Okay, well, what was the biggest concern that you saw? You know, you find out why it tanked because you don't want to be suggesting something that's going to be very much like what they already did, right? And then once they say that, say, you know, I've worked with a lot of companies that have had the same experiences. And what we do is, you know, that's why when we look at a company, we really try to figure out what it is that your company specifically needs. Every company is different. So, you know, we need to find out what's exactly the most important thing and what's going to be good for your company. And then I always ask what their communication is within their company. Like, how do they communicate to their employees? Is it via, you know, boards? Some smaller companies will just use message boards. Other companies have, you know, like a site that you actually go to, like an essential site. That are intranet is what they call it. Instead of internet, they call it an intranet, where you can actually log on. You can get the different news. Some people do mailings. Other people do newsletters. You want to find what is their main line of communication in the very beginning. And then you want to find out what their concerns are. Like, so what, you know, what is, you know, your main concern with doing this? And what is, you know, your main reason for doing it? You find out both of those things. And then that's when you can start talking about your product. When you say that, say, well, what we see with our experience with companies such as yours is that this is where we see the best results. So I will give them options. And I already know what the options I want to work with before I go into the company 90% of the time. Because I know what size of company they have. I know how many, you know, what the company kind of looks like with, you know, their locations. Are they in one location? Are they in several locations across the country? I know all these things before I even go in, so it's very simple and easy for them, me to know that I can narrow out certain things. Or I can say, this isn't even a company I want to work with. Although they have 20,000 employees, this is out of my league. This is not something that would be more hassle than it would be helpful for my practice. You have to use judgment with that. So once you go into, you know, you can go into your field of your services, then the next thing you have to take away absolutely all barriers. every single program that I do, I charge for absolutely everything. I charge for lectures. I charge for any type of a wellness challenge. I charge for any fitness things I do, any nutritional things I do. My time is money. And they understand that. But what you also have to understand is that you need to take away the barrier of, okay, well, what if I have to pay and I get no participation? There has to be something worth a give and a take. So let's say if I am going to do a nutritional program, a wellness challenge, or an on-site fitness program or anything like that, or it could even be that you bring chiropractic on-site, you need to do one free lecture that is going over the services that you have suggested. If there's going to be any employee payment into it, okay? This allows them to come, listen to what it is that you have to offer, and they can opt to buy in or not.
And give us an idea, Shereen, on what you would charge, because, you know, that's a great point you brought that up. Some doctors won't charge anything thinking I have to give it away for free when a company's either can't afford it or they have money allotted for this, especially with wellness initiative programs, which are now mandated by law. So give me an idea of layout for these people.
Well, it depends what you're doing. First of all, if I'm going in to talk about chiropractic, I do not charge, because that is where you're building your business, and your fee, you know, the fee that you're being paid is new patients. If I'm going in to talk about a wellness topic, that's where I do charge. So let me just make a small clarification there. So when you go in, I charge anywhere between $150 to $350 per hour. That is what my general charge is. If it is going to be 20 minutes away, then I'm charging $350. Because chances are, if it's 20, 30 minutes away, I'm not going to get as many employees from that talk. So if it's something where it's like 10, 15 minutes away, I will do it for 100 to 150. I mean, 100 at the absolute lowest. I generally start at 150. So that would be the price point at where I start. Now, if you're offering services, there's a multitude of services that you can offer, and that goes into more of the training when we give you the specifics of, you know, the programs and everything else. But generally, if you are doing any type of an on-site program, you should be able to make a minimum of $4,800 every 12 weeks from 20 participants or, you know, or more.
Okay, we'll talk about that near the end. What would be a rough breakdown? If I'm a company, you're talking to me about how your services would benefit me and why I need you. Do you break it down what they're going to be paying for things like core performance and things like that?
What I generally do is, in the beginning, I want to show them how I'm different than every other company that they've spoken to. Number one, every approach that I'm going to take in a company is going to be an active approach, meaning that I am going to be interacting with the employees or someone from my practice. That is, you know, representative of my practice organization is going to be interacting with their patients on a consistent basis and creating accountability and excitement. And that is going to be really important. And that is how we are very, very different, or how I position myself in a different light than many other companies. If you do something that is going to be just an online system, all you have, you will always be outpriced. And also, they don't really see a return on it because there's not much of a change. People don't use that. But they do use something like, you know, if we go on site twice a week and do an exercise program and then back end it with a nutritional program where that person who's leading the classes covers just a couple little tidbits of nutrition right after the class. It's 1 hour twice a week, and then you will get paid. What we generally, you know, get paid is $10 per participant for each of the classes. So, but we build out packages in the beginning, kind of like you would with chiropractic care. You say, okay, you're going to need, you know, 3 months of care. It's going to be this much. Same thing. We do three-month programs, and that's how we sign people up, is in three-month programs for two times a week. And it averages out to, you know, $10 per session. So that would be $240 per person. And if you do that for 12 weeks, that ends up being $4,800 for 20 people.
So your angle is really to step in and really sell why they need you, and you're introducing them
yep.
to a core performance where they're going to pay you, or the clients pay you $10. Now they get to know you as a chiropractor, and then that's, I'm assuming that's where they're going to trickle in as a new patient for you.
Absolutely. And the greatest thing about this is when you represent yourself as a wellness specialist, it is amazing how quickly people convert to patients. The companies that I've worked with that are within 5 to 10 minutes, I generally find that I get 75% of the participants to convert to patients. And, you know, out of those 200, it's really, really high. Now, if you're going to a company that's over half an hour away, it's not going to be anywhere near that high. And I'm just going to be honest with, you know, with the doctors here so that they understand where their focus needs to be and what their actual return should be. Now, I will tell you, I did show my face every now and then, just like the doctor is usually the best person to do a screening sometimes because they know their stuff or whatever. Or if you have a person who's trained in a screening, they're going to do a great job, rather than someone who's just showing up and going through the motions. They really don't know what they're doing. So you need to have someone who will be a perfect representative of your practice to convert those people to new patients without selling it. When we did these programs, we actually never, ever sold our services. But what we would do is we established ourselves like it's known. Like if I'm sitting there saying, okay, I'm a heart doctor, right? They know who I am. If they have something that they feel is wrong with their heart, who's going to be the first person they're going to ask? They're going to ask you, right? So that's where I've established myself as a wellness specialist, whether it's nutrition, fitness, or whether it's, you know, living their life fully and life mastery, or whether it's going to be chiropractic. They know that they can come to me for all of it. And that's where not only do they refer, you know, do they come in, but they also refer other employees and other friends. And that's where it's absolutely essential. It's your role in that.
And the system has worked for you because in the last couple of years, you've attracted over 15 companies, over 200 new patients, which is phenomenal. I don't think anybody has done that in the chiropractic profession. So, and I just found out, guys, as well, I'm glad Shireen's on tonight because this is really timely, because we're going to open up for Q&A in a second, but she also has a program now that she's opening up to the chiropractic profession. So, Shireen, I want you to talk about that briefly for a second in case any of these doctors do want to attend that. That's
okay, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, it's this is, as you can tell, guys, this is a really in-depth type of program, or, you know, there's a lot of training that goes into becoming a corporate certified or going into corporations and really being successful with it. Once you learn how to do it in nuts and bolts, it's actually very, very easy to do. It's just knowing exactly what to do in the step-by-step process and then having the tools and the programs to go along with it. And, you know, just to tell you a little bit about me, you know, and how I know and all that is I made all the mistakes. I went out there and I got all the no's and I found out what not to do. And, you know, I just picked myself back up and I had to start all over again until I came down with the system that actually worked. And so, you know, chiropractic is so important to me to get out to the masses and not stay within your four walls, that that's why, you know, I now want to share it with other doctors, and I've been doing that for the past couple of years because of the fact that it's so important for us to, you know, lead this and really make sure that we're the ones who are teaching wellness because we know what we're doing, that's what we're about, that's what our specialty is, and there's no one else who's better at it. So what we're doing now is we're actually having corporate trainings that we're doing here in Richmond, Virginia, where I will take you through how to do proposals, what to do in the first meeting, how to do the HR event, you know, the different talks that you need to do, and, you know, what are your cost fee structures going to be, how do you pay someone, you know, everything you can possibly imagine from the beginning to the end, and it takes us 2.5 days to do this. And, you know, how to incorporate this into your practice so that you can get your patients asking you about corporate wellness instead of you always having to, you know, send out something or call someone or do something like that. You can really make a shift in your practice. And that's where we try to keep your focus where it should be, which is adjusting patients, and then we can teach someone else to run this for you. And then you can be as involved or uninvolved as you want to be. And that's where it's really important, because your bread and butter is still always going to be your chiropractic practice. So we're holding this training in November. It's November 1st. It's that weekend is when we are going to be holding the first training, or the last training this year. It's the only training that we're doing this year here, and that's going to be November 1st, that weekend in Richmond, Virginia. And the cost of the training is going to be $29.97. And that covers your entire certification, which will last an entire year. So you get certified in how to do the fitness program. And with those fitness programs, you're provided with absolutely everything. So, you know, workouts, everything are sent to you on a regular basis. So the doctor doesn't have to do anything. The nutritional programs are designed and fed to you, so you don't have to do anything. The lectures are done for you. So really all it is plug and play. And that's where, you know, I thought that it was extremely important so that chiropractors could really stay in their chiropractic practices, but create a second revenue and then also really change more lives. So that's going to be the fee structure of the program. If there are certain packages or programs that they wanted to take after that, then, you know, they can purchase them there and, you know, go from there. So it's kind of a system that you use what you need to use and you don't what you don't want to use. So, but that is going to be just a one-weekend training, and it'll certify you for 1 year in all the programs.
And if they want to get hold of you, Shireen, do you have an email that they can either email you or a phone number to contact you?
Yes, it is C, as in cat, C. Van Wagner, at creatingwellness.com.
C. Van Wagner, at creatingwellness.com. So if you guys are interested or have more questions for Shireen, and I know you've got that, it's being advertised to the CLA and CW World. And
yeah, and actually CLA now is, CLA is so behind the, you know, chiropractors getting out into corporate, like really getting chiropractic out there to the masses, that they're actually offering $500 up to $500 for one plane ticket, for the first plane ticket, if you register before October 1st. So they're throwing that in because it's just time for us as chiropractors to, you know, really start to get out there and helping out as much as we can and standing for our profession.
Well, I mean, think about it. You got 15 companies, 200 new patients, and if you have a case average of, you know, even – you know, $1,000, which is very conservative, very low. That's over $200,000 you've pulled in from this. So the
right.
investment in your program is going to be very high. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So, hey,
you know,
listen, guys, go ahead, Shireen. Go ahead, Shireen.
No. Please go.
I just wanted to open up for any Q&A because I know we've got a number of doctors on this mastermind call: Steve and Josh, Matt, Diane. If you guys have any questions for Shireen, let's open that up so you can ask her as well.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Matt Schulge here.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering the $500 that you had mentioned from COA, whether that's a discount or they give that to the plane ticket, is that only available for Creating Wellness doctors, or is that available for everybody?
No, that is available to everyone. They're doing that for anyone who is a CLA client. You know, if you have the Insight Millennium, or, you know, anything like that, which I think that, Mike, all of your doctors do have. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty well. I would say 90% have the Insight.
Yeah. If you are a customer of CLA, then they will do that because that's their cue into, you know, the chiropractors to getting out there and doing it. So, no, you do not need to be a Creating Wellness Center. I have trained many people who have not been Creating Wellness Centers, and I've trained many who have been.
And then with that program on November 1st, did you say that that actually include the online access? So when we go to the different corporations, that would already be done for us with the online access?
The online is not included in that. That's what they offer with the seat. That's one of the services that is a CW rental service, just the online one. Everything else is usable without being online. But they may make it available to have access to the My Creating Wellness space And I can find out more information to that, where it's just the My Creating Wellness space and that's all that you're getting. But I would have to find out more information regarding that. Now that they have the inexpensive rental program, I don't know if they will be offering that at this time. But I can find that out for you. I know in the past what they have done is they have given access to the My Creating Wellness space for a higher fee than what Creating Wellness Centers pay, you know, just because it's included in their program itself. So it would just be your cost to be able to run that program. Otherwise, you will still have access to the on-site fitness as well as the nutritional and all the lectures. That is included with the training. And then for if you're going to be doing a continual system of the online of the corporate fitness, then that is where there is just like a small monthly fee, you know, because you receive absolutely everything. We do marketing tools for you. We do all the different, all the workouts and everything are done. And with our programs that we offer companies, we do an interval type workout where it is just them and their bodies. And that's what's really important because it's going to be functional exercise that we would actually, you know, want people to do if they're patients of ours. And every single workout is different. So they will never do the same workout. So I've been teaching these classes for over 3 years, and people have never done the same workout. And those are created by me. So it's going to be something where you can trust the source.
Great. That sounds great. I do have one other question, but I'll wait and see if anybody else is going to ask.
Hey, Josh, Diane, Stephen, any questions so far?
No, I don't have.
Go ahead, Steve, if you have a question, or Josh. Now, that investment, Shereen, did you tell me they can break it up over 3 payments as well?
No, I actually forgot that. So, Mike, if you want to, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm so, so sorry. I have a seat on my desk ready for me when I got home and I got caught in traffic because I just finished practicing myself. You can break that up into 3 different payments, and then you can also even break it up into 6 different payments. So either 3 or 6 payments you can break it up into. We're really trying to make sure that we take away the barriers for chiropractors, you know, and just make sure that you can take this and run with it.
All right.
And, Mike, I can always send out that information.
Yeah, if you send that out, Shereen, you know, I know you had sent it to me, so I'm just going to see if I can actually find it for the doctors. I know we talked about the different payments, but while I'm looking for that, is there any other questions so far, guys?
Yeah, I got another one.
Okay.
So I was wondering, with the presentation that you give to the HR directors, what's like the main focus or, you know, kind of your perspective that you show to them? So you give them basically the overview, like you're giving us in the presentation, showing them how we're the wellness specialist, how you have the comprehensive program and that sort of thing, or what's your main approach there?
The main push, once again, is you want to really be focusing on their needs. You know, just you can't go from a sales pitch standpoint. What they need to be able to walk away with information that they can actually utilize, but then also give them so much information that, like, holy, there's no way I can do this on my own. That's what they should be thinking when they walk out of that room is, wow, they've got this all together, and I could do this, but this is going to be crazy, you know, because there's so much to think about and to do. And, you know, that's where you place yourself in a position that they need you. But you give them information that they can use, like little tips. You know, you can kind of tell someone how to eat healthy and give them a few tips. But if you really worked with them and gave them a full nutritional program, you could completely transform them. And that's exactly what you're doing with the company. So you need to kind of show them how that's been your experience. This is what the trends, where the trends are going. So they're trying to keep up with other companies. So you want to create a need, a competition. You want to do it where it's not about you needing them. They need you. Period.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And
so
that's the standpoint that you go from. And the lectures that you would do in the HR event, we already have those done as well as the invites and other things. So those are all completed.
great. So it's more of a informational series for the HR directors and not a presentation with a close at the end.
You know what? There's always a close at every end. You never go into any meeting or any lecture without a close. You just don't make it obvious. You know,
right.
when you're going into that, there's got to be a close because otherwise you'd be wasting your time there, right? Because when you're there,
yeah.
you're there for business. You know, that's what you're there to do is to sell them something, but they don't need to know that. So, you know, when you do this, we have cards we actually place on the table and we say, you know, for questions and to set up an appointment, please, you know, do this. We will actually, and we give them something free. That's something that I've always done is I give them a free analysis of their company. That's how I go about it. You know, if you are interested, I will come in. I will personally give you a free analysis of how you can improve the wellness of your company. And so
great.
It's not them buying my services. It's not them committing to anything else. It's just them committing to allowing me to give them my opinion of how I'm going to help their business. And once you're in, they got to kick you out if you do it right.
That's great. I appreciate you being
on the meeting. No worries.
Yeah, you know, and this is interesting, guys, because what you're hearing is a totally different angle than what we've done in the past with regards to getting into companies. And, you know, there's not many people teaching how to get into corporations right now, but Shireen seems to have it down. It's worked for her. It's one of the reasons I'm working with her and really bringing her in to show people how it's done. So, all right. Any other questions, guys? There's
nope.
No more questions. Shireen, just one last time, how do they get hold of you for those people who are listening to this as a recording?
It is C, as in cat, Van Wagner, this is V as in Victor, A-N-W-A-G-N-E-R, @creatingwellness.com.
Yeah, I know you've arranged it so they can spread it. They can do a one-time payment, and then there's over 3 months and over 6 months, so it breaks it down. And, you know, I was just looking at the sales page you had created for that. And
yeah, no one's even seen it yet. None of this has gone out. You guys are getting, like, the preview. No one even knows about the training yet either. Mike, I think you're the only one who knew about the training.
But there's your revenue was up $300,000 from this guy. So, you know, one of the things that we're seeing right now, and I'm just going to share this with the doctors because as a coach, seeing trends over the last couple of years, the big emphasis that we have this year, 2013, is going to roll into 2014. Is really getting everybody in my coaching program and the CLAM, CW doctors, heavy in two key areas. One is SEO technology and social media. That's why we work with Matt Loop and why your SEO and your websites are going to be designed so that it's a new patient machine because that's where everybody's going looking for the chiropractor and making sure you can use that as like an online ATM, for lack of a better word, your website ATM. And the next thing is corporate. And, you know, when I look at what Shireen has done, I'm baffled. I'm you know, beside myself. She's got an incredible program. So I'd love to have you guys join her down in Richmond, November 1, 2, if you guys can make it. You know, I'm always bringing in the best of the best. So if you have to spread it out, get it to pay for itself. But, you know, you get into one company, it's game over. And really that's what you want. And you can hang your hat on that and advertise it, you know, a company chiropractor for, you know, all these corporations or two or three. So I know it's the way to go. I could not break that formula. It's something that I didn't put enough energy into, but, you know, she is the best of the best in North America right now teaching it. There's only one other guy that teaches it, but it's designed by Grant. So, and, you know, all I hear is just accolades of what Shireen's doing. So that being said, guys, I'm going to wrap up this accountability mastermind. I just want to take a different angle on this tonight. We didn't go through our 10 key areas, and we're running short on time, but I wanted you guys to focus on just what Shireen had shared with you tonight. So Dr. Shireen Van Wagner, thanks for joining us again tonight. Thanks for being on and sharing your knowledge.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, you know, we're going to keep this recorded, guys. You should see this in the Fall of the Leader next week that you can listen to this again and again. And then hopefully, you know, if it's in your budget, just beg, borrow, steal the money if you have to get down to Richmond. And I think you'll find that program with her is going to be phenomenal. So until our next mastermind, guys, in probably about 2 weeks' time, you're getting an email from me. Have a great night. We'll talk to you all soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.